Greetings, dear listeners, and a warm welcome to Walnut Grove Podcast. I'm Tim Shapley, your host and pastor of Walnut Grove Southern Methodist Church in the heart of West Monroe, Louisiana. Our podcast is a space where we come together to explore, discuss, and reflect on matters of faith, community, and the journey of life. At Walnut Grove, we believe in the power of meaningful conversation and biblical understanding that draws us closer to God and one another. The goal of this podcast is simple, yet profound: to inspire, encourage, and uplift. We'll delve into topics that matter to you, featuring insightful interviews, Bible studies, and sermons discussing faith and reflections on navigating life's joys and challenges. Whether you're a member of our church community, a fellow believer, or someone seeking spiritual insights, we invite you to join us on this journey. Together, let's explore the richness of faith, foster a sense of community, and draw closer to divine purpose each of us carries. Thank you for turning into Walnut Grove Podcast. Now let's embark on this adventure together. This is the Easter message, March 31st, 2024. And what you're about to hear is a very short-ish sermon dealing with pretty much one point, and that is Jesus is worthy of our worship. Now, it starts off with my father-in-law, David Womack, blowing the shofar. And so you will hear the shofar being blown. The shofar is blown before reading of the scripture. It is to let us know the importance of God's word. I had him blow it before my message, which doesn't revolve around scripture. But it's not right at the beginning of the scripture reading. It's at the beginning of the sermon. So you will hear him blowing the shofar. And then it ends with an invitation to communion. I didn't include all of the communion, but it is important that we practice communion together as believers. Jesus told us to practice communion and to do it in remembrance of him, and so we did that. And then in our church, we actually ate afterwards. So we did communion, and then we broke bread together, which was fantastic. And it's a great time of fellowship and of remembering resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so I hope you enjoy this message. I hope it speaks to you. And I hope you enjoy the shofar. And I hope that you have been able to enjoy communion with your fellow believers.
Thank you. We are celebrating Resurrection Day, Easter Sunday. On that Sunday morning, early that morning, the women who had already bought their spices go to the tomb of Jesus. They are heading there to prepare to anoint his body for burial. They could not do that when they took him down because it was already getting dark and it was about to be the Sabbath for them. And so they could not anoint his body. And so they're going early Sunday morning, and when they get there, they find the tomb empty. He's not there. There's no body. The clothes are folded up. He's gone. They find some angels there who tell them that he is risen. He is alive. And go and tell the disciples. And so Mary Magdalene runs off and she finds Peter and John. And they've given up. They're dejected. They are dealing with all of this grief and all the emotions. Peter had denied Jesus 3 times. John had went all the way to the cross. There he saw his Lord and Savior die. And so they are leaving. But when Mary finds them, she tells them, hey, he's gone, and they run to the tomb. We know John tells us that he got there a little bit first. But as he looks in, as they look in, Peter goes all the way in. John stops short. Peter goes all the way in and finds again the tomb empty. Mary stays behind as the two leave, and there she weeps because she still doesn't understand what is happening. And Jesus shows up, and she thinks he's a gardener, but he talks to her and asks her why she's crying. She says, they have taken my Lord, and I don't know where he is. She just wants to treat his body. And then Jesus says to her, Mary, and then it hits. This is Jesus. This is Jesus. And then he shows himself to the disciples in the room. He shows them his hands. He shows them his side. He goes to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. He appears before the disciples again with Thomas. He appears to a great number of people. For 40 days, he's here on this earth appearing before people that he is alive. And that is the resurrection story. And I wanted to go over that because we're not going to really deal with that because we serve a risen Savior. He is alive. I want to go a little bit further. I want to go to the book of Revelation. And I want to go to the fifth chapter. I have one point today. It's a one-point sermon. It's what we have. Now, the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ is a very misunderstood book of the Bible. People get distracted by all the little details in the book, and they focus on a lot of the wrong things to focus on. The book of Revelation is like what the rest of the Bible is about. It's about Jesus. In fact, we're told this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. It was given to John, but it is about Jesus. This whole book is about Jesus. It's not about the end of the world, though that's in there. The eschatology is in there, but it's not about that. It is about who Jesus is. And the first part is described, the very first chapter, describing Jesus. The second and third chapters are Jesus' messages to the 7 churches of Asia Minor. And then the fourth chapter, John is taken up into heaven and he sees the throne room of God. And there we have this great throne and God sitting upon it. And you have the 24 smaller thrones of the 24 elders. And then there's 4 living creatures that are around the throne who are worshiping God, and they're all worshiping God. And that's where we end chapter 4. And now as we start chapter 5, that is where we're at. And John says, And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals?" And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. Now let's pause there for a second. John is called up. He sees the throne and then he sees this scroll. Now we're not, there's a lot of debate about what this scroll is, but we know it is a very important scroll. And it is some sort of legal document, it seems to be. Some people argue, is it a divorce paper for the old Jerusalem? Some people, you know, is it the marriage papers for the new Jerusalem, for the church? Is it all kinds of things people argue about? Is it just the book of Revelation that we're reading right now? But we know it is important. It is sealed with seven seals. And in Jesus' day, when you had a scroll, you would tie string around it and then put a wax seal on it and a signet on that wax seal so that it would show this is who it is for and this is who it is from. And those the more seals you had, the more important the scroll was. And of course, this is seven seals. Seven is the number of completion in the Bible. So it is complete. And we're told that there is a strong angel who is proclaiming with a loud voice. Now, we're not told who this angel is, but it is interesting to know that Gabriel means strong man of God or the strength of God. Now, we're not told that this is Gabriel, but we're told this is a strong angel. And he says, okay, who is worthy to open this scroll? Now, we would say, well, God's worthy, but God is the one who is sending this scroll. It is from God. So who is worthy to open it? And he can't find anybody. John looks around and it says that there's no one on earth or under the earth or in heaven. And this is, they're saying that means the universe as we know it. There is nobody in the universe as we know it who is able to open this scroll. And so as we continue in verse 4, it says, "So I wept much, because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it." We are so short-sighted creatures, humans. We can only see so far. And we can only understand so much. We can only understand what we already kind of have knowledge of and know. We can learn more and more, but it has to be in pieces here. We can only take in so much. Just like Mary at the grave of Jesus, she's weeping there because she knows the body's not in there, but she hasn't put it together that he's actually gone. He's risen. He's alive. Until she sees him and he calls her by name, does she fully realize that he is alive. And so here, he's not realizing what's going on. And so he's weeping and he's crying, but one of the elders said to me in verse 5, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David. He has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals." So one of the elders, I don't know if he like taps him on the shoulder and says, "Hey, it's okay. Calm down." But he says, "Hey, look. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, the Messiah, the Christ. He has prevailed. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent out into all the earth. And then he came and he took the scroll in his right hand of him who sat on the throne." So John is told, hey, there's the Lion of Judah. the root of David, the Messiah, the Christ. And as he looks, he sees a lamb. Now that lamb is just as much that lion. But he sees the lamb as though it has been slain. He sees the lamb with the wounds, the death wounds. It should be dead, but it is not dead. It is alive. The lamb, he should be dead. He was dead, but now he is alive. Having seven horns. Horns mean strength in the Jewish symbolism. Horns represent strength. And seven, again, is completion. And so here is Jesus. Here is the Christ. Spoiler alert, that is who it is. Here is Jesus with full strength, even though he looks like he should be dead, right? He has the wounds. He is alive. He is a strength, and he has the Spirit of God. And now, verse 8. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and a golden bowl full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, singing, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood. Out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, you have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth." And then I look, and I heard a voice of many angels around the throne and the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, as such as is in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard singing, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb forever and ever." And then the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. This is what the revelation is about. Jesus is worthy. Jesus, the Lamb who was slain, is worthy of our praise. Yeah, there's the beast, there's the false prophets and the Antichrist, and there's death and famine, but that's just a small part. When you get to the end of Revelation, what happens? They're thrown into hell. They're thrown into the lake of fire. It's done with. There is a new heaven and a new earth, and Christ is king. He is ruling. He is worthy. And those who are all gathered together, we are worshiping him. He is worthy. Why? Because he came. He lived, he died, and he lives again. He is risen, and he is worthy. The end of Revelation, the chapter 20, verses 12 and 13, it says, "And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which was the book of life. And the dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. And the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up their dead that were in it. And each person was judged according to what they had done." Jesus is worthy, and he's the one who will judge us. He's worthy, and yes, he was the lamb that was slain, which means he gave us, he has provided for us salvation. He has provided for us the redemption to buy us back. He has provided for us a new life. But if we don't deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow him, there will be a judgment. There will be a judgment. And he is the one who is worthy to judge us, because he came, he lived, and though he was tempted, he never sinned. He never gave in to those temptations. And he lived that perfect life and died on that cross, a perfect lamb, a perfect man. And so he is worthy to judge us. And at the end, he tells us, why is he telling us this? Because time is drawing short. He's coming again. And we need to follow him. We need to worship him now so we can worship him then. We need to serve him now so we can serve him for the rest of eternity. It's not about me, and it's not about you. It's about him. It's always been about him, and it will always be about him. He is worthy, and we serve a risen Savior. We're about to take communion. I think we can try to get everybody up here, and I'm going to hand out the communion, because it's still the little cups where it has it all together. And then we will take the bread together, and then we will take the cup. And so please come as we share this communion together.
Thank you for joining us today on the Walnut Grove Podcast. We hope our discussions have inspired and uplifted you. If you'd like to connect further, visit our website at walnutgrovechurchwm.com for more resources, information about our church, and ways to get involved. For real-time updates and community engagement, find us on Facebook at Walnut Grove Southern Methodist Church. Join the conversation, share your thoughts, and stay connected with our vibrant community. Additionally, you can check out our Discord channel. It's a space where our community gathers for casual chats, discussions, and shared experiences. You can find the link on our website or reach out to us on Facebook for an invitation. And don't forget to engage with us further by commenting, rating, liking, and sharing the podcast. Your feedback is valuable to us, and we'd love to hear your thoughts on the topic we've covered. Your comments and ratings not only help us improve, but also contribute to creating a more interactive and enriching experience for the entire Walnut Grove community. If you enjoyed today's episode, consider leaving a positive review on your favorite podcast platform. Your reviews play a crucial role in reaching a wider audience and spreading the message of faith, inspiration, and community. Feel free to share the podcast with your friends, family, and on social media channels. Let's continue to build a supportive and uplifting community together. Thank you for your continued support, and we look forward to connecting with you in the comments, ratings, and shares. Until next time, take care and stay blessed.